I'm walking down the street in the city. I see something ahead, and it ain't so pretty. It's a guy with a fake smile, and he's hand towards me like he wants to shake it. Hello, friend. I know we're total strangers, but I'm gonna be your best friend for the next 5 minutes. And there's nothing authentic in the way that I feel. I say, hey guy, I have loved to stop and say hi, but I hate people like you. If I want to sign up to a charity, I'll do it in my own personal time, when I'm not rushing around in the slime of the city. I just want to get this over and done with and get back to the safety of my house. I don't want to run around the city like a mouse. But hey friend, I got something you need. It's a pile of guilt for your greed. Just a pile of guilt. And if you don't stop, I'll mutter something under my breath like the next time someone does that to me, I'm gonna unleash the fury. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna unleash the fury of 10,000 years of oppression, of depression, of impression. Oh, hey child, don't ever stop me. I just wanna get to where I'm going. I'm always seem to be 5 minutes late, and your big stupid face ain't helping me get where I'm going. Hey child, get out of my way. I don't care what you're doing. Go to university and get trained up to do something better with your fucking life. Or just work at Woolworths, packing them shelves. At least there's some kind of dignity to staying out of people's way. And you can always help the people when they're like, where the fuck is that soap that I love? And you're like, aisle seven, this job is bloody heaven compared to trying to stop people on the side of the road. Nobody loves me. Everybody hated me. At least I'm not a telemarketer. They must be the most hated people in the world, except the people who turn up to your house wanting to tell you about religion. If I wanted to, I have nothing against religion. I think it's great for people who want to practice it. But if I wanted to practice it, I wouldn't, you know, be sitting at home one day on a Sunday at like 10 a.m., you know, days from my shit week of work, and be like, gee, you know, what's missing in your life? Knock, knock, knock. Hello, we're here to tell you about Jesus Christ. And you're like, oh my God, that's just what I need right now, isn't it? Like just some total stranger coming and telling me about how great their life is now that they found Jesus. Oh my God. Oh my God, exactly. Like, like if I want to pursue something as serious as religion, which it should be, I guess it should be something serious you kind of contemplate, it's not at Sunday at 10 a.m. in my own house, like, you know, with a total stranger. Like, just leave me. I'd like to know the success rate in that. Like, is it like 0.1% out of the whole time someone has decided, let's go door knocking and tell people about religion? Like, if you took all those statistics from the first day to now, how many people were converted from that tactic? Think about it. I don't think it's many. Amen. Oh,